Reynolds.
You're locked into the sound of the nation's underground.
Divine, a new entry this week from the self-titled debut album by Montreal's Glad Handing. They say they offer disaggregated ringdings and clang blasts to the listeners. It is currently their most streamed song and underscores the album's engaging and emotionally resonant songwriting. Before that was Having Fun from the same album, contributing to its alt-indie palette. Was charted this week by CFRU in Montreal.
Number 5. New entry.
Aïe, 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 aïe.
From coast to coast to coast, counting down tracks from the top 10 hottest electronic albums. This is the Earshot Electronic Top 10.
The title track from Montreal's electropop project Superplug. His new entry this week, Grosse Maison. It continues his signature bright French influence electronic style. And before that, from the same album, was Jet Ski via Lisbon Lux Records, heard this week by CFBX and Kamloops.
Number 4. Canada's hottest electronic albums, the nation's most essential countdown. This is the Earshot Electronic Top 10.
So now we're here.
Man, to keep the
Number 3.
Thank you.
That was Till Suak from last week's number two album, Scylla is Boss, by Inuit throat singing duo Scylla via Quamonic Records. The song weaves traditional Inuit throat singing with contemporary production. It draws its inspiration from the legend of Tunic Tillisuak and his Inuk bride, capturing a powerful narrative of escape across the tundra. It's heard this week by CFRU in Guelph, CFUV in Victoria, and CJSW in Calgary. Before that was Tarsi Teluga, a deeply immersive piece by Bicep featuring Tarok, taken from a new entry this week, the Takukuak original soundtrack on Ninja Tune. The track emerges from a multidisciplinary project blending sound, cinema, and Inuit Arctic storytelling. It premiered as part of an installation in London's Outernet and was developed in collaboration with visual artist Zach Norman and filmmaker Charlie Miller under the Earth Sonic program supporting Indigenous voices. Charted this week by CFRU in Guelph, CJLO in Montreal, and CJUM in Winnipeg.
Number two. Earshot Electronic Top 10, tracks from the nation's hottest electronic albums.
That was Nitzan and Amina from last week's number 3 album by Sophia Cortesis from her album Volver via Ninja Tunes. It's a deep house track that unfolds with layered loops, congas, shuffling percussion, and rich emotive melody. It's heard this week by CIVL in Abbotsford, CJLO in Montreal, CJSW in Calgary, and CJUM in Winnipeg. Up next from last week's number 1 album, The Star of the Queen of Life, is 117 by Debbie Friday. It's an anthemic song with a bit of an edge via Sub Pop and Royal Mountain Records. It was written during her European tour. Its hypnotic and catchy vocals have a playful nod to ancient Greece and nude selfies. Charted by 13 stations this week, including CKAU in Edmonton, CJRU in Toronto, CJYZ in Laval, and CJRW in London.
Number 1. You're listening to the nation's countdown of tracks from the hottest electronic albums. This is the Earshot Electronic Top 10.
One at a time, thought I'd be fine, thought I'd want more, but this feels sublime. Nothing but air, looking for truth, perfect in you, I swear.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, online at cjsf.ca, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC, home of McFog the Dog.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. Walking instead of driving helps reduce climate warming pollution. But in some areas, that's easier said than done. Broken sidewalks and busy intersections can be dangerous. And as the climate warms, pedestrians are increasingly vulnerable to extreme heat.
As we think about making safe places for people to walk, it's not only safety from cars, it's also opportunities to rest in shaded areas, access to drinking water, the kind of things that can protect us from heat illness.
Maria Wardoku is with the consulting firm Alta Planning and Design. She suggests that if you want to advocate for change, start by leading a walk audit. The idea is simple.
All it really takes is gathering people to walk together and asking them how it feels.
She says invite a diverse group of community members, including a local planner or elected official. Then take a walk together and note what you encounter. Like, are there trip hazards anywhere? Do you have to wade through puddles? Which intersections are hard to cross? Could someone in a wheelchair navigate the route? And are there long stretches without shade? Then with these insights, your group can work together to identify and push for solutions. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.